Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Second Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him.
Through the knowledge of Him,
I have everything.
I have everything. I have everything.
Thank you,
Jesus. I have everything I need.
Because the greater I am.
The greater I am. Provides for me. The greater I am. Provides for me.
And your strength is made perfect in all weakness.
All my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak.
The greater I am.
The greater I am. Provide for me. The greater I am. Provide for me.
God for you. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and we're going to continue our lesson about true and living way. Found in Hebrews 10 and 20 is our foundational scripture. So this time we're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would give us a word of prayer.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Thank you for that great selection, the great I Am. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all the listeners. Praise God. I'd like to read out of King James, 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. It reads as follows. While we look not at the things which are seen, things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for another perfect day and for his perfect scripture and plan for all of his saints, all his believers. I pray that he'll continue to open up our hearts and our minds as we try to be led by the Spirit only, and we try and work hard moving towards living and being identical to Christ. I pray for those who are sick, for those who are shut in, for those who ask us to remember them in prayer, for those who are suffering, those who want to be delivered, and those who don't know that they need prayer. I pray for our country. I pray for this broadcast, and I pray for all those who stay obedient to the Lord, and may God continue to strengthen both our pastors as they try to get the word out as much as they can about the truth. I bind up anything that will come in between this broadcast and the blood of Jesus. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Evangelist Sharon. Thank God for you. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. And remember, in Hebrew, well, we'll just go ahead and read our foundational scripture first, which is in Hebrews 10 and 20. Hebrews 10 and 20. That's the grand sharing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, in the King James, it reads as follows. Hebrews 10 and 20. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And Hebrews. All right. Hebrews 10 and verse 20 from the Message Bible. And thank you for that beautiful prayer, Evangelist Sharon. I missed the song, but I'm sure it was a good one. Amen. All right. Hebrews 10 and verse 20. The curtain into God's presence is his body. Amen.
Amen, amen.
And I give you all the story a little bit yesterday about how that only one could go behind the curtain was the high priest. He's the only one could go behind that curtain. And Christ became our high priest. That's what he is today. And we identify with him, and that's in the spiritual. Hey, please, brothers and sisters, remember, going forward, everything is spiritual now. You know, we're not to know anybody after the flesh. We're not to talk after the flesh. We're to live after the Spirit. Our high priest is Christ. Where's his temple? Hebrews 8, 1 and 2. He's the minister of the temple. He is our high priest. So he takes our sacrifice. Yeah. And he, matter of fact, he's our mediator. He's a lot of things to us. But today, I want you to know he chose this true and living way. We're going to go to Romans. I think it was at Romans 6 yesterday. And we're going to take a little look at that before we go into these other scriptures. In Romans 6, start with the third verse, and let's try to make it to at least the 11th verse, 3-11.
Okay. In the King James, it reads as follows: Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth. He liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And from the Message Bible, let's see here. That's what happened. I'm sorry. That's what baptism into the life of Jesus means. When we were lowered into the water, it is like the burial of Jesus. When we are raised up out of the water, it's like the resurrection of Jesus. Each of us is raised into a light-filled world by our Father, so that we can see where we're going in our new grace sovereign country. Could it be any clearer? Our old way of life was nailed to the cross with Christ, a decisive end to that sin, miserable life, no longer at sin's every beck and call. What we believe is this: if we get included in Christ's sin-conquering death, we also get included in his life-saving resurrection. We know that when Jesus was raised from the dead, it was a signal of the end of death as the end. Never again will death have the last word. When Jesus died, he took sin down with him, but alive, he brings God down to us. From now on, think of it this way. Sin speaks a dead language that means nothing to you. God speaks your mother tongue, and you hang on every word. You are dead to sin and alive to God. That's what Jesus did. Amen.
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 So sin got buried. I want y'all to see it like this. There is no more sin, brothers and sisters. Now, I know that's hard for some of you all, and that's I understand, because the people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. This is knowledge. The Bible says that Christ took down sin. He beat him. It's over. He's been counted out, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
The last touchdown made means we win. The last home run been hit means we win. The last bucket been scored means we win. Hallelujah. We just rolled a 300. That means we win. It happened. And then he turns around and identifies us with Christ by telling us that you was crucified too. You got to see it. I mean, don't you know this? Knowing that our old man is crucified with him? So when Christ got crucified, the old you got crucified. Why? So you can live a new, well, I'm going to say a true and living way.
All right. Hallelujah.
Put a pen right there. Because when I say true and living way, think about what truth does. Truth sets you free. So we got free from sin. Oh, you don't believe that? Do I need to take you over here to Romans 8? I mean, John 8 and 32. It's not for everybody. It's for the believers. Or we'll go to John 8:32 because I want you to see. I'm not just telling you something. That's what truth does. You got to understand what truth does. Truth sets you free. You want to be free from everything. Religion, denomination, any. You want to be free from all of it. You want to only be in Christ, brothers and sisters. Okay?
Yeah.
So in John 8:32, well, 31 too, might well read 31. And this was for people who believed on him. It wasn't for everybody. It was for the believers. Hallelujah. Okay. You want to read that, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes. In the King James, it reads as follows. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, then Jesus turned to the Jews who had claimed to believe in him. If you stick with this, living out what I tell you, you are my disciples for sure. Then you will experience for yourselves the truth, and the truth will free you. Amen.
Now there's some conditions here. You just don't know the truth now because you read it. That ain't how you know the truth. I know it sounds like, but that ain't how you get the truth, people. No, that's not how you get the truth because you read it. You know, and you can spell it, and you can dissect it, and you can define it. That ain't how you get this truth. The truth we're talking about, you get by, first of all, believing. Secondly, by continuing in his word. Then you're going to know the truth, and the truth shall set you free from all that craziness, from all the bondages. Jesus telling us the truth, people. So if you want to be set free, even from your own self, can I say that one more time?
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, you can be tired. Your own self can make it bad for you. I was talking to Evangelist Sharon on yesterday, and one of the things that we kind of highlight is like some of your past experience that kept you in bondage. You know, the word of God set you free from that stuff. You know, all kinds of stuff. It takes the word of God to set you free, man, because especially from your own self, whoever been addicted to anything. You was a threat to your own self. You need to be free from your own self, thinking you this and thinking you that, and, oh, I can handle it, and da-da-da-da-da, and you know it. I was talking to a young man this morning because he thought he knew everything, and he was in bondage to himself. He wouldn't listen, and he finally confessed up that, hey, you know what? I didn't want to listen because I didn't, you know. And I explained to him, that's the way I was, you know, for the first 25 years of my life. I thought I knew everything. You couldn't tell me jack. I wasn't trying to hear it. And then the next 10 years, I realized I didn't know what I thought I knew. And then finally, that next 10 years, I started doing what I realized I didn't know. I started doing it. And finally, God said, you live day by day. people, you can get tied up in self. You need to get free from that, and then you can get free to serve the word of God.
Hallelujah.
See, that's what, then you realize, wait a minute, sin don't have no power over you. It was crucified. Christ killed it. You are no longer under sin control. How about that one?
Praise God.
We are, but people want you because they're going to hang something over your head like, oh, you don't do this, you don't. But sin been dealt away with it and been dealt with already. We have been crucified. Now we share in this new life. Yeah. That's what he said. We share in this new life so we can look upon the old self as dead instead of alive. To God, we now can look at ourselves as being under the control of God's word, under the control of the direction of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So Paul had to explain this to these people to let them know. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Philippians, I'm going to say this. In Philippians 1, I think it's Philippians 1:21-22, I think. Matter of fact, read all the way through 23. Philippians 1:21-23. Now I know they use this scripture at funerals, but hey brothers, that scripture's for now.
Come on. Amen. And it's right now. 20 and 21? 1 and 21. 22 and 23. Okay. Thank you. Praise God. For to me to live in Christ and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I what not. For I am... Excuse me. A computer. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And from the Message Bible, praise God. They didn't shut me up. They gave me a pulpit, a line. I'm Christ's messenger. Dead, I'm his bounty. Life versus even more life. I can't lose. As long as I'm alive in this body, there is good work for me to do. If I had to choose right now, I'd hardly know what I choose. Hard choice. The desire to break camp here and be with Christ is powerful. Some days I can think of nothing better. But most days, because of what you are going through, I am sure that it's better for me to get out here. Amen.
This scripture is for us right now. Because you live. This is a true and living way. To live is Christ. Remember, Christ means spirit. So to live in the spirit, that's what it's all about. Now, if I die, I'm going to gain because I'm going to get my reward. But to live now is Christ. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose. Listen, brothers and sisters, this stuff is not rocket science, okay? It's real simple, real easy. For those that believe, Christ means everything to you. Christ means your life. That's what it means. To live is all about Christ. And when you die, you will get more. What? One of these days, I'm just going to share with you guys about How God just a giver. God ain't nothing but a giver. That's all he is. God ain't nothing but an old giver. Everything he does, he gives. He just gives to everybody. And especially his own, especially the body of Christ. He gave us all these gifts. Yeah, he gave the world his only son. Now, can you imagine what he'd do for his own? He gave Christ his whole world. Yeah.
Amen.
He gave him his whole salvation plan. That's just all God does is give us. He give us grace. He give us mercy. He give us joy. He give us his peace. He give us deliverance. Preacher. I want y'all to know God is a giver.
Yes, he is.
He gave us Christ so we can have this kind of life. Remember John 10:10? He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He wants to have the good life. The good life is to live in Christ. In Galatians, you remember he called them foolish because they was acting a fool over there. And finally he had to get them straight. He had to get them straight over there. I think it was Galatians 3. I want to say it was 3 and 27. That's what I'm thinking. But anyway, in Galatians 3:27, what he said was, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, that's the Spirit, have put on Christ. See? So you can put on Christ. He gave Christ to us so we can put him on, so we can have this mind. We can think like Christ, walk like Christ, because we're a new creature. This is this new and living way. This new and living way. And stop allowing the old man to creep up on you and become, because he wants you to, he don't want to let you go. I don't know if you all know that. You was very valuable to the devil. As long as you were serving him and giving him your full attention, you was valuable to him. You was just like a general, a five-star general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But because you switched out, and because you decide to live as Christ, to die as God, when you made that quality decision, Satan got angry with you. He'll throw all kinds of stuff for you. I mean, because you want to teach people the truth. Satan don't want you to teach people the truth. That's the last thing he wants out of you, is for you to start teaching people the truth. Because that's what's going to make you free. See? There was another scripture I was going to tell you all about before I get back. But we're going to go back to Romans for one more thought here. He said, now, and that was what I wanted to show you, right now, if we be dead with Christ, if we be dead with him, we believe that we shall also live with him. This is that new and living way. If you're dead with him now.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Know that Christ being risen from the dead to die no more. So we did a new and living way. This is that new and living way. Death has no more dominion over him. For if he had died, he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. See, our lives is about God now. So he said, likewise. Same thing, you know. Reckon yourself to be dead to yourself, to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Reckon he also yourself to be dead. See, that's what he really saying, y'all. You need to reckon you dead yourself to be dead to sin, indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Hallelujah.
From the cross to the grave to the resurrection. That's what this is about. That Christ Jesus, and I like that. One scripture got it right and said Christ Jesus, he gives you. Another scripture said Jesus Christ, our Lord. But either way, it's about living in the spirit now, brothers and sisters. That's where our lives are here.
Amen.
He He died so we could live. That needs to become a reality. It needs to be the truth to you.
Yes.
Y'all keep me in prayer today. I appreciate it very much. And see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.